This is After Dark number 5. This is tape number 7, and this is side 2. And on this side of the tape, we're going to be taking a look at some Chicago radio. Ken Honest Chuck starts it off with a little information, a story about a famous voice in Chicago's sports radio, none other than Holy Cow Harry Carey. And then we're going to have a interesting piece which was sent to us by Mark Marino, and this is the final broadcast of Clark Weber on WJJD Radio. As many of you know, WJJD has switched to a new format, and Clark left the radio station after 8 years of being with 1160 Radio. Prior to that, he was on WIND and then also on WCFL in Chicago. So it's kind of an interesting little broadcast, and we get to hear from some of the listeners who call in. And then Ken's back with a look at some sports network stuff. So let's jump right into this interesting report out of the paper about Harry Carey.
Holy cow, Harry's 50th season worth listening to, by Tim Cronin. A span of 50 years is at once easy to comprehend and hard to qualify. 50 years in a marriage is cause for celebration. 50 years in the history of man is a blink of an eye. 50 years on the same job is, well, amazing. 50 years calling baseball games and radio and television is almost too much to comprehend. 49 years ago, Harry Carey, after stints in Joliet and Kalamazoo, broadcast his first Major League Baseball game. It was April 14, 1945, an otherwise taxing day in St. Louis, and Carey was on the air for WTMV AM, working the Cardinals-Cubs game with analyst Gabby Street. Harry was the Gabby one. He still is. Through the years, from St. Louis to Oakland to Comiskey Park to Wrigley Field, Harry has never stopped talking. A stroke couldn't stop him. Father Time's not doing too well against him either. Harry's not as glib as he once was. Hearing an old tape of Carey when he was with the Cardinals or even with the White Sox in the mid-70s, and you hear play-by-play that's almost machine gun-like. Close your eyes, you can almost hear the flight of the ball from short to first or ride with it as it slammed over the fence. Today, and perhaps in part because Harry spends the brunt of his time on the television side, he usually only adds captions to the pictures. The rat-a-tat-tat play-by-play isn't often heard. Carey, while his insight into the action on the field is as solid as ever, will mix up names. Sometimes he'll mix everything up, including the score, the inning, the site of the game, which teams are playing, and who's playing for who. Hey, the guy's 77, as best we can tell. In 162 games is a lot of baseball to do in a season. Given the stroke and the age, it's amazing he doesn't get mixed up even more. This, then, is year number 50 for Harry Carey. And if he's not as quick as he once was, he's still fun to listen to, still a showman, still a combination of reporter, critic, fan, beer salesman, and carnival barker, trying to get crowds into the tent to see the show. At that, he's always succeeded. It isn't because he could recognize a slider on a 3-2 count that he's going into his 50th year of broadcasting. Just about anybody with a bit of training can handle the traffic cop portion of the job. But precious few people can do the rest of it well. Baseball, a game where little happens and happens in bursts, and when it does, is a game for storytellers. Carey, like Vin Scully and Jack Buck and John Miller, and yes, like his son Skip Carey, is a storyteller. Sometimes his stories are even true. Carey credits his popularity not to the widely seen telecasts of the Cubs on WGN, but to his earlier days with the Cardinals. True, perhaps, for he switched from little WTMV to his competitor, powerhouse KMOX, and the Cardinals' mammoth 100-station plus radio network. His voice became synonymous with baseball in the Missouri Valley. Though that doesn't explain his popularity here. Sure, KMOX can be heard at night in this area and throughout the static of the summer, and the Cardinals' evening games boom in at 11:20 on the dial. But how many fans tuned in with the Cubs and Sox in the neighborhood, huh? No, Carey's popularity in Chicago, the reason he's still on the air today, is directly due to the impact he made when he came to town in 1971 to work White Sox games on the radio. His competition wasn't Jack Brickhouse and Jim West, or Vince Lloyd and Lou Boudreau, the TV and radio voices of the Cubs. His competition, whether he knew it or not, was Jack Drees, the television voice of the White Sox. Dries, without peer as a horse racing announcer, was a sleeper as a baseball announcer. More to the point, he put people to sleep, and combined with the Sox yin and yang radio crew of laconic Bob Elson and nickname Happy Red Rush, following the Sox was a chore in the late 60s and 1970. Enter Carey then on WTAQ in LaGrange, WLNR in Lansing, and other suburban stations. It didn't take long for fans who found the Sox on the radio to realize that this guy was different. Opening day in Oakland was all it took when he ripped into Carlos May for missing a base and would have been a game-winning home run. He feuded with Chuck Tanner, Bill Melton, survived the pairing with J.C. Martin, prospered with Jimmy Pearsall alongside, noticed Miss Schomburg when she strolled by, set back music during each game's seventh-inning stretch, and finally, with the original paved TV version of Sports Vision looming, jumped north to Wrigley Field, where WGN's free airwaves beckon. There was nobody like him before. There won't be anybody like him after. Live with the mistakes and enjoy him while he's here. 50 years on the air. Holy cow already. I'm Ken Anischuk.
591 WJJD 977-1160. As we conclude a Tuesday morning, the 25th day of October, somebody wanted to know how many years I have been here. It is 8 years, and it will be starting the ninth year on, I think, either November 15th or December 1st. I would have to look it up. But it will. We're wrapping up 8 years here. It was 8 years ago that WIND went Spanish, and I came across the street. So it has been a very fast 8 years, that's for sure. Ron, good morning. You're on WJJD.
Hey, good morning, Clark. Yes. This is Ron, the airline guy.
Yes, Ron, the airline guy.
By golly, I tell you, I feel it's harder to get through to you, by the way, than winning a prize.
Yeah, well, that's true, yes.
And you know what? I guess like everybody else, I feel a little cheated because you're a part of my life and it's gone. But I tell you what, you know, you're a great traveler and a great adventurer like me and my family, because that's why I'm in the airline business.
Oh, absolutely.
I wish you many, many trips and lots of fun and new adventures all over the world.
Well, thank you. There are certainly a lot of nooks and crannies that have to be explored. There's no doubt about that, Ron. But there are also some exciting areas of work that I haven't touched yet. So I'm going to combine a little bit of everything.
Yeah, well, I'm going to be there with you pretty soon, I tell you. And I'm looking forward to it, and I hope you have a great retirement.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, Ron, and good luck to you. Clark Weber on WJJD Radio. But retire is not in my lexicon. It is not in my dictionary. It is not in my spell checker on my computer. That word just doesn't exist. There's too much to do. 41 degrees officially in Chicago. 591 WJJD 977-1160. Bob, hi. Welcome to the show.
First Johnny Carson, and now you.
Oh, well, that's not bad company.
No, it's not.
No, of course, the difference being he's married to Alexis Moss, and I'm not.
That's true. Well, when I get home at night, there's nothing on TV now. There'll be nothing on the radio in the morning. I might just have to retire.
Ah, no. As a matter of fact, tomorrow morning, I want you to turn Ed Verdoliak on.
I've heard of him.
And WJJD, and I promise you, it will not be dull. It will be good, exciting radio.
Well, there's no comparison.
Well, that's like the difference between driving a Ford and a Chevy.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Well, I want to just wish you the best of luck, and there's a lot of people want to talk to you, and good luck with everything you're doing.
Well, thanks, Bob. You're very kind. I appreciate it. 591 WJJD 977-1160 here on the Clark Weber Show. Rick, what's that about fat girls?
Well, Clark, you know, you always said that your audiences could tell you all the trivia.
Yes.
About 3 years ago, somebody asked you, well, what was the name of a bunch of fat girls that used to dance? They were Billy Watson's Beef Trust. And they worked at Eddie Wayne's New Scow. They worked at the Cave of the Winds. And,
boy, I vaguely remember that name, Rick. I don't know why I remember that. But
well,
I
they also worked at Purcell's Silver Cloud.
Oh, my goodness. Those are names out of the past.
Right. Now, Another question that was unanswered before that I thought you'd like to know. They had a birthday for A.J., and you said, who in the heck is A.J.?
Yes.
A.J. is Ronald McDonald.
Really?
Really.
Is that... Well, how do you come up with the AJ on that?
Well, that's his real name.
Oh.
AJ.
Oh.
And I happen to belong to a professional entertainers club, and he's a member of it. We're called the Three Sheeters.
Okay.
Now, the Beef Trust girls, I worked with them in nightclubs years and years ago.
They're not around anymore, are they?
Well, not. This is back in the 30s.
Yeah, I would. Yeah, they were pretty large ladies in those days.
Yeah, they were. We used to call them a ton of fun.
Yeah, that and who was the piano player here in town that used to go by that name too?
Oh, Baker.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
Two-Ton Baker.
Yeah, Two-Ton Baker, the music maker.
Right.
Yes, absolutely. Well, Rick, I appreciate the information. Thanks for clearing that up this morning. 591-WJJD 977-1160. Another Bob on the line. Yeah, Bob, good morning.
You couldn't leave without me calling you, Clark.
You got that right, buddy.
This is Robert C. Hyden, Jr.
Robert C. Hyden, Jr., retired mailman from Rolling Meadows.
Yeah.
Hey, I remember you back from the WIND days.
Right.
Yes.
I just want to thank you, Clark, for being on the air for the 8 years, for all the years you've been on radio.
Oh, my goodness, yes. You used to call me sometimes when you were getting ready to make your mail run out there.
Right. I feel, you know, the way you feel is leaving the radio station the same way as I felt when I retired from the post office.
Yeah, but please bear in mind, I'm not retiring. I know a lot of people think that simply because I'm coming off the air here that I'm going to sit home and look out the window.
But I'm working for a car dealer. I drive lease cars, pick them up, bring them in for service night.
Oh.
So I've got to see them rebuild the Kennedy Expressway the last 3 years.
Boy, you sure have, haven't you?
I drive in Chicago to Leo Burnett there.
Now, yeah, this is it's a lovely expressway now, and with that reversible being open, boy, doesn't that make your life a little easier?
The men and machines shows you what men and machines can do, right?
It sure is. Robert C. Hyden, it's good to hear from you this morning. Thank you. 591-WJJD 977-1160 here on the Clark Weber Show. Somebody from out of my past. Phyllis, how are you?
Hi.
Good morning.
Do you remember when I was your secretary?
Phyllis was a secretary during Secretary's Week at WIND.
Correct.
Correct? Phyllis, I do remember you. You wore a saran wrap outfit the day that you worked there, right?
Exactly. And I brought you in sliders.
I do remember that, Phyllis. I sure do remember that. Well, it's nice to hear from you this morning.
Well, I couldn't let it go by without wishing you the very best in whatever you decide to do.
Well, thank you.
And I know it won't be the end. You're too good for that.
Well, I've got all sorts of exciting things I want to look at. Absolutely. Well,
as long as you let us know where to go.
Oh, absolutely. I will do that. As a result of your being a secretary during Secretary's Week at WIND, you went on to bigger and better things.
Exactly.
Yeah, what did you do?
Well, for the same company, I am now working for the district chief.
Oh, are you really?
Right.
Well, good. Well, you certainly have made a lot of progress in those 8 and 9.
Right.
Well, that goes back about 10 years ago, 10, 11 years ago.
Probably.
Yep, I would think so. Sure, I do remember that very well. I remember you bringing sliders in and my comment being, boy, you cannot go wrong. You know how to woo a talk show host if you bring in...
I still have the glass that says, Happy Secretary's Week, that you gave me flowers.
Oh, sure. I remember. Absolutely. Phyllis, thanks for calling. It's nice to hear from you again, and by all means, stay tuned.
Best wishes.
Thanks, Phyllis. Good morning. Clark Weber on WJJD Radio. Better get up to Wisconsin at 927 on WJJD. Dennis, where are you calling from in the Badger State?
I'm calling from Racine.
Okay.
And Clark, it's been 1994 is going to be a goofy year for all of us. I had a business in the Waukegan area that I was down for like 17 years, and I closed it in January of this year. So I started something new and different. And you're going to be starting something new and different. And I also wanted to say that when I was in Hawaii in August, I had on one of their local AM stations, and I heard your voice. I thought, oh, my God, talk about not being far from home.
Well, that must have been, let's see, well, it could have been anything but American Academy of Dermatology, perhaps.
It may have had something to do with while a woman is going through a pregnancy or something like that. It was a regular commercial, but I thought, oh, my God, that's Clark Weber's voice.
Yep, that was it's projection radio and mental health. That's right.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Yeah. Well, it's nice to catch you. That thing runs on something like, what did Denise Jacobs tell me yesterday? It's just under 700 radio stations around the country. So you can't hide from me.
Well, no, I guess not. Now, how long have you actually been on talk radio at WJJD?
8 years.
I was going to say, because it seems like I've been listening to you forever.
Yeah, well, I was on WIND for 13 years before that. So, I've been talking for a long time.
Well, and I just heard this morning as I was coming to work that, you know, you're today's today's your last day, and I thought, well, I've talked to you on numerous occasions before, so I definitely had to call and say goodbye and say that at least I'm one person amongst the million others that are definitely going to miss your voice on the radio.
Oh, bless your heart. Dennis, thanks very much, and I hope to entertain you again in Racine.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay, Clark.
Good morning. 591-WJJD 977-1160. The Clark Weber Show for this Tuesday morning. Cloudy, chilly, high today of 48. We're at 41 degrees now. Eileen has a family question for me. Hi, Eileen.
Oh, Clark, I'm going to miss you so much. I've grown up with you.
Thank you.
I started.
Yeah, but here you are. You're only 18 years old now, so you started at a rather young age.
I started listening to you when I was still in grammar school. I've had a large family listening to you, and now I'm a grandmother.
Oh, well, how nice.
And all these years, I've had a question for you.
Sure.
If your mother Weber's oldest son, how many were there?
There are three of us. there is a brother, my brother Dick, who is 2 years younger than I am. And then I have a sister, Mary Beth, who is, 16 years younger than I am.
I know it wasn't a real important question, but I still was wondering.
Oh, sure. But out of the whole family, I'm the best looking one.
I believe it. God bless you, Clark, and good luck to you.
Thanks, Eileen. Nice to keep you company. Good morning. Clark Weber at 9:30 on WJJD Radio. 591-WJJD 977-1160. Front switchboard getting calls, too, saying, what is this? Well, it is, again, I repeat it, as I have several times during the course of the morning. Today is my last broadcast on the morning show here on WJJD. Starting tomorrow morning, Ed Verdoliak will be the new morning host, and he will get you up and get you going as I have for the past 8 years here on WJJD. And the concern is, what am I going to be doing? Well, the station asked me to do a weekend show. And I said I would think about it. We're going on vacation, going to join Joan down in Sanibel, Florida this weekend, and going to sit there and soak up the sun and just relax and take it easy. And contemplate my navel. You know how everybody does that, right? You sit there and you think for a while, and then you think some more thoughts, and then I'll decide in which direction I want to go. But I assure you that whatever it is, it will be fun. You can bet on that. Now, Wayne, good morning. You're on WJJD.
Hi, Clark. Wayne Schickel here.
Hey, Wayne Schickel. There's a name from out of my past. Yes.
Want to wish you the very, very the best.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're certainly a legend in your own time, Clark, and we're certainly going to miss you on the radio.
Wayne Schickel goes back to my days at WIND. It's amazing some of the names that I'm hearing from today that I think, my goodness, I thought that many of those people had fallen off the edge of the earth.
Actually, back to WCFL when I sat in the studio with you when I was back in grade school.
That's right. That's right. You came and visited the station one day.
That's correct.
Yes, yeah. Said you wanted to do that for a living. And I said, Wayne, I've got to have a father and son talk to you.
And you did, Clark.
Yep. Yeah. Well, Wayne, it's good to have you with us this morning. Thanks very much. And again, I'm sure you'll be here tomorrow morning when Ed Verdoliak gets you out of bed.
Thank you very much, Clark. Best of luck.
Thanks. Good morning, Wayne. Clark Weber on WJJD Radio, 591-WJJD 977-1160. Tuesday morning, October 25th, 298th day of 1994. There are 67 days left in the year. Elizabeth, it's you.
It certainly is me, Clark, and I'm going to cry, too.
No crying this morning.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. Yeah. All these people have said they've grown up with you. I haven't grown up. I've grown older with you.
Ah, that's even better. Yes.
I just wanted to tell you, along with all your other well-wishers, I had a wonderful stepfather named Peter Reinick, who used to, he was a salesman on the road, and every time I was in the car with him, it was always on talk radio. And I'm thinking, as a child growing up, oh, these old fogies who listen to talk radio, mm-hmm. is their problem. Well, as I got older and had my child, I found myself turning on talk radio. So here it is some 20 years later. Peter is gone, unfortunately, but you've been here, and I've listened to you, and every time I've called in or thought of you, I thought, yeah, Peter did okay by me.
How nice.
But anyway.
It is interesting how our taste changes, isn't it? And we go through various, in radio, we go through various stages, and we will listen to this and listen to that, and then gradually we begin to move away, some of us, from music, not entirely, but for much of the time, then we suddenly find we want to be informed rather than entertained.
And not only informed, but be using our gray matter and starting to think about what's going on and expressing some opinions.
Absolutely.
But I do have to say about your radio station, we have an antiques business and had we had planned advertising on WJJD, and the day before we were going to call to talk to a rep was when they announced that G. Gordon Liddy was coming on from 10 to 2.
Ah, okay.
And when we called the station, they could have cared less that we thought it was a big mistake. And it was, we had your show on and WJJD on in our shop all the time. People loved it. It was the perfect setting for the oldies.
Well, thank you. It's good to hear from you. And you can be sure I'll be doing something that I hope you'll find entertaining as well.
I'm sure I will, Clark. All the best.
Thank you, my friend.
Thanks for the years.
You bet. Good morning. 591-WJJD 977-1160. Is this a call from Florida?
This is a call from Florida, Dad. Good morning.
How are you?
Fine. Ryan was going to call and be on the radio for the first time in his life, but he passed out in his crib.
That young man just doesn't have it.
He was out partying late last night while we were in Florida.
Yes.
But we're just calling all of us to say goodbye. It's not going to be the same. We love you, Dad.
Well, I appreciate that, honey.
It's been a lot of fun.
Bit of slices, they say.
Yeah, it's some good days and bad days. And we hope to see you someplace else.
Okay, you got it. Thanks,
bye.
Peggy. Well, let me take a break.
This is a tour by the committee to elect Michael Patrick Flanagan.
Good morning. It's 9:38, 22 minutes before 10 o'clock on WJJD. Hello, Christine. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Mr. Weber.
Hi. Nice to have you on.
I just wanted to call and wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
I'm 23 years old, and I've been listening to you for 6 years since I was in high school.
Oh, my gosh. What are you doing now, Christine?
I'm actually at work. I'm a computer programmer.
Hey, you. Do you have to often hit Control Alternate Delete?
I do not, luckily. I did miss you. I went to Marquette University in Wisconsin.
Oh, up on Wisconsin Avenue.
Yes.
That's
yes.
Right. I know that school well. That was in my backyard at one time.
Yes, that's what I've heard.
Yes.
But I do hope that you come back on the weekend so that other people my age and people younger than I can continue to discover the wonderful world of Clark Weber.
Well, thank you very much. What did you major in up at Marquette?
Management of Information Systems.
How interesting. So that felt right in with what you're doing for a living.
Yes,
then.
It did. Worked out well.
Absolutely. Well, Christine, thank you very much for calling in. Nice to keep you company this morning, and hopefully I'll keep you company on the weekend.
That'd be wonderful.
Thanks, Christine.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. 591-WJJD 977-1160. 41 degrees in Chicago. Most cloudy and chilly with a high today of 48. Clearing skies tonight. Wednesday, partly sunny with a high of 50. There is the chance of rain moving into the Chicagoland area, but they're saying probably not until Saturday. So the fall colors are definitely out there, almost at their peak. As a matter of fact, in some areas, they are well past their peak. Mike, good morning. You're on WJJD.
Well, congratulations, Clark. You have won our respect. You've won our thanks for all the good things you've done on Clark, on talk radio.
Well, thank you.
And we want to wish you the best of everything for whatever your ventures might be in the future.
Well, I appreciate that.
So it's unfortunate that we can't clone you so we can have enough clones to keep all of the electronic media on a high plane.
Well, by all means, stay right where you are on this part of the dial. And, Mike, I promise you, you will not be disappointed.
Thanks an awful lot.
Thank you, Mike. Good morning. Clark Weber on WJJD Radio. 591-WJJD 977-1160. Well, and I will say hello, acknowledge some of the faxes that have been pouring in here as well. Marjorie from Villa Park, nice to hear from you this morning. I appreciate your fax. Says, I will also miss the wonderful feeling that you, Mary, and Kurt give, companionship, respect, and a wonderful sense of humor. Appreciate that. 591-WJJD 977-1160. And let's see, this one doesn't say, it just says sincerely. Thank you for some very memorable moments. If you make up a mailing list, please add my name and address. Well, we will certainly do that. I don't know if there is going to be a mailing address. And, it's another name from out of the past, Shirley Christopher, who is now with the Citizens for Edgar organization. She goes back, of course, to the days of the Illinois Bureau of Tourism, and we used to have Shirley on the air here from time to time. Shirley, nice to hear from you as well this morning. 591-WJJD Radio. Hello, Richard. How are you?
Oh, fine, Clark. I'm disappointed.
Why?
You're leaving. How am I going to get started in the morning?
Oh, well, you know, it's one of those things that as long as your heart starts and your feet are on the bedroom floor, you're in the right direction.
No, you're lying about getting you started. started in the morning and your job being threefold.
Yeah.
I don't know how I'm going to do that. One quick question. One, I'm really sorry to see you go. I really don't know what I'm going to listen to now.
Well, you give Edward Doliak a chance, by all means. I feel that he will not disappoint you.
Well, one of the things, Clark, that I met you on the cruise on the Star of Chicago there,
okay.
And I remember I asked you what your personal convictions were, and you said right down the middle of the road.
Yes.
And I found that to be fairly true, you know, when you have various different subjects and people on that, you know, you don't really take one side or the other outside of keep the government out of most everything.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, that's exactly right. Sometimes when I'm devil's advocate, I will step into one side or another. But by and large, yeah, I can go either way, as they say.
And one quick question that you probably won't want to answer over the air, but so, I believe it was about 2 months ago, there was a rumor in one of the papers that you were leaving. Is this the follow-up to that?
Well, we have been talking, going back even before that, the station had asked me how much longer I wanted to do the morning show, and I said another year, tops another year, not because I didn't enjoy doing the show, but getting up at 2:15, I kid you not, Richard, was becoming more and more difficult, and the fact that I'm involved in some other business areas meant that many times I wasn't getting home until 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon, and boy, it was knocking me out. So I had said I would do it another year. Well, then Edward Doliak came along with the opportunity of doing the show, and they sat down with me, and I said, hey, wonderful, you know, whenever we want to do it, let's do it. So they plugged him in, and here we are with a situation where I'm shutting it down for my end. But I'm looking forward to some exciting things, and not a regret in my heart, Rich. I kid you not.
Well, I'm for sure one that's going to miss you, along with, I'm sure, thousands of others, and you'll be a rough act to follow.
Well, thank you. That's very kind. It's been good getting you up in the morning and getting you to brush your teeth.
Okay, thanks, Clark.
Thanks, Richard. Good morning. Clark Weber on WJJD Radio. 591-WJJD 977-1160. These words?
Should victims of rape...
9:45, 15 minutes before 10 on WJJD. Autumn is here, and so are all of the new 95 RVs and vans and campers. You get an itchy foot to head into the outdoors on days like these? Well, check out all of these new 95s and many new 94 closeouts all under one roof at the Autumn RV Van and Camping Show, October 28th through the 30th at the Rosemont Convention Center. All kinds of RVs, a make and a model to choose, every size, every family, every budget. You can choose from travel trailers to motorhomes to paramodels to, well, they have fold-downs and the newest in luxury vans. All items on display are on sale during the show. So come on, get into the fun of the RV lifestyle. Head on out to the Autumn RV Van and Camping Show and see what's new in outdoor fun. The Autumn RV Van and Camping Show, October 28th through the 30th. At the Rosemont Convention Center. Now, that's formerly the O'Hare Expo over on Roosevelt Road. I'm sorry, Roosevelt Road. On River Road. I'm about 30 miles too far south there. That's O'Hare Expo on River Road. Show hours, Friday and Saturday, 10 to 10, Sundays 10 to 5. Come on in to buy or just to browse. But either way, come see what you're missing. Write WJJD on a piece of paper and get a buck off the regular adult admission. Listen to that again. That's a good deal. Write WJJD on a piece of paper and get $1 off the regular adult admission. Isn't that a funny thing about a cup of coffee? But when it is made, and you're on an RV somewhere, and you're out in the woods, and parked somewhere in a canyon, why is it that the coffee always tastes so much better? I don't know. Christy, good morning. You're on WJJD.
Admiral Weber.
Yes, command. Yeah, Lieutenant. Well, actually, it was Emperor Weber, but I'll take Commander. That's close enough.
I tried to rise and Weberize this morning, and I was so taken. I had to stay home today. I'm going to miss you very much. I'm looking forward to spending the weekends with you.
Well, thank you. My goodness.
And you know, I have to ask you, Clark. You're probably one of the few people in the city of Chicago that could answer this question.
Yeah.
Who was the Great Pumpkin?
Holy cats, that even goes back before my time, Christy. I really don't even remember anymore. Yeah, I don't.
Because that goes back to the old days at CFL.
Yeah, that's right. You know, and that was at a time I wasn't there at that time.
But that was, weren't you in the upper Midwest at that time?
Well, I was across the street. I was at WLS at the time.
No, you weren't at WLS. You weren't at WLS. I'm not going to argue with you. The Great Pumpkin was, I thought, before you came to Chicago. That's why I thought you.
Oh, okay. All right. No, I thought that was something that it was at CFL when I was across the street. No, sorry. You got the wrong one, Christy. Thanks for calling. 591-WJJD 977-1160. And Elizabeth Ann called. Elizabeth Ann Aylward, my favorite chocoholic, former producer, called to say that it's been fun. Elizabeth Ann, it's nice to hear from you as well. 591-WJJD 977-1160 here on the Clark Weber Show. Dale, yes, good morning. You're on the air.
Well, good morning, Clark.
Yes, sir.
I remember so very well you getting my heart started many mornings back in the 80s, particularly the WIND days. I used to get up about 5:30 and put the coffee on, and there you were.
Ah, okay.
And I also remember what a great pleasure it was to come over to WIND one time and be on your program. I worked for the IRS for 24 years, and I just retired myself in July, and you're not retiring, but I did.
Aha.
I'm busy and staying very active.
I'm assuming I had you on the air as a guest. You weren't auditing me, were you, Dale?
No. I wasn't auditing you at all. I was on, actually, with some other guys. We answered questions one morning that your listeners called in with, and that was fun. Talk about somebody staying on their toes. Boy, I was that morning, but it was a great pleasure meeting you that day, and just wanted to call and wish you the very best in whatever life holds for you.
Thank you. I really... Majelica, that was the one. What is Majelica glass?
Majelica is a very brightly colored porcelain glass. You'll look at it. It's got very bright greens and very bright browns, and the yellows are more towards the golden, and one of the most beautiful designs you've ever seen.
Yeah, I was curious. I read that commercial so many times, and
you got sick of it, didn't you?
Well, no, every time I read it, I thought, now, what the heck kind of glass is that?
Well, we sat there and listened. I said, oh, this poor man's going to hate us.
No.
On a side, I'm also a police detective.
Oh, really?
I called a couple of weeks ago, and your office was great.
Thank you.
About the defense. You know, the drunk being a defense.
Oh, yes, yes.
And you called back and you said it was a Canadian case. I said, oh, thank God it's not an American case.
Yeah, oh, that would go right, that would send everyone right through the wall, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, for the people who don't know what we're talking about, there was a case where the judge ruled that the man wasn't responsible because he was drunk, and a drunken state is a mental state, and therefore he could not be held responsible for it. I thought, too, oh, my gosh.
Well, I work on that primarily, and I said, oh, no, please.
Yeah, wouldn't that be awful if they ever adopted that in this? Well, hopefully they won't. Absolutely not. Well, it is good to hear from you this morning, and
we're going to miss the hell out of you.
Thank you, Sue. I do appreciate that. Thank you very much, but I may be here on weekend, so I may play Gotcha on Saturday or Sunday.
Well, we'll call.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning, Sue. Clark Weber on WJJD Radio. 7 minutes before 10 o'clock on WJJD Radio. Can we talk about your money right about now?
Paid for by citizens for George Ryan.
Good morning, Clark Weber on WJJD Radio, 591-WJJD 977-1160 here on the Clark Weber Show. Time for a couple of more people? Sure, I guess we can squeeze in about 5 minutes more. Seal, good morning, you're on WJJD.
Good morning, Clark.
Hello there.
I had the pleasure of meeting you and Reese when you came to the Jewish Home for the Blind.
Oh!
You remember?
Oh, I sure do.
Oh, and you remember how the residents had me plug in your WJJD into the phone system so they would always, anybody could listen to you?
Oh, absolutely.
Appreciate you.
And I remember the couple that fell in love and married. Yes, and they were both sightless.
Right, and they got married.
Yeah,
right?
And
they're still fine.
Are they really? Wish them my best. That was such a neat story because I remember he sang.
Right.
He had never seen her.
Right.
And but he sang a love song to her.
That's right.
On the stage that day.
That's right. We did that program for you. Remember?
Oh, I do indeed. I remember it very well.
On behalf of all the residents, we just wanted to wish you well, and hopefully we'll be hearing you over the weekend.
Well, thank you, Seelan. Say hello to everybody up there at the Jewish Home for the Blind.
I will. Good luck to you.
Thank you, my friend. Good morning. Clark Weber on WJJD Radio. 41 at Midway and O'Hare, 43 degrees on the lakefront. The wind is out of the west now at about 14 miles an hour. 591-WJJD 977-1160. Yes, Jane, good morning. You're on the air.
Hi, Clark. I'm finally glad that you were able to get to me
because I wanted to tell you that I'm just stunned. My husband and I love you. My dad loved you. Just, you've meant so much to us over the years.
Well, thank you.
I really hate to lose you. I like your analysis of different things. Thanks for all the well-reasoned analysis over the years on important areas like, you know, politics, child abuse, and
well,
other topics.
Thank you. And as I said earlier, it's entirely possible that I may be bugging you on weekends.
Thank God.
So I may not completely disappear from your life.
Yeah, it's just such a real loss. The high integrity, you know, enthralling conversations. You get people involved in good issues, and you know, it's just such a loss, you know.
Well, it's going to be interesting, and is the case in show business, you know, the show does continue to go on, and while we're an integral part of it, we're here today and sometimes gone tomorrow, but I'll be back. You can
yes,
be sure.
Thank God for the time you've been here. Another thought was instead of doing this, you know, moving around or going in on the weekend, how about starting your own station?
No. I've been at enough radio stations, Jane, to know that I don't want the headaches that come from running or owning one of these things.
You could load it up with good people like yourself, and that is the only place that people will tune in.
Yeah, well, I may be able to talk on the radio, but I don't know whether or not I do a good job of managing it. Thanks, Jane. Clark Weber on WJJD, 591 WJJD, 977-1160. Couple of more calls? Yeah, one more call. Vic, good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning, Clark. I'm glad you picked me to talk to you. When I was an active policeman, we talked about police problems. And then when I was on pension, we talked to you. I was a board member of the Fraternal Order of Police.
Oh, yes.
And I also called you about school issues from Steinmetz High School. And we always had good conversations. I'm glad I could help with the conversation that your listeners were looking forward to. And your scenario is it's another class act we're losing here in the city.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, Vic. You're very kind, and I certainly do thank you for taking the time to call this morning. And I have got to get going. Mercedes Escobar, who has been my producer just for a short period of time. Mercedes, I want to wish you the best of luck because you are class. You are really something else. And to my audience, bless your heart for calling today. Some of the voices that I haven't heard from in a long time, some of the voices that I heard from for the first time. So we'll simply say, this is Mother Weber's oldest son, Clark. And come Sunday morning, whatever you do, don't you send your kids to Sunday school. Take them. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you further on down the road. It's 10 o'clock in Chicago.
AM 1160, WJJP, Chicago.
Hello there again, Ken Honest Chuck here on the DX Audio Service with another sports report, and this time I have all the radio stations, the flagships, carrying the National Basketball Association for the 1994-95 season. Some updates from last year I have here too, so I'll get these in alphabetical order by city. The Atlanta Hawks can be heard on WGST AM 640, FM 105.7 from Canton, broadcast by Steve Holman. The Boston Celtics have changed stations to 850 WEEI, and announcers that I'm not sure of yet. The Charlotte Hornets can be heard on 1110 WBT with newcomer Matt Pinto. The Chicago Bulls on 670 WMAQ with Neil Funk and John Paxson. The Cleveland Cavaliers will be heard on 1100 WWWE with one of the best broadcasters around, Joe Tate. The Dallas Mavericks have moved from 820 WBAP to 570 that's KLIF, okay, with Ted Davis. The Denver Nuggets will be heard on 850 KOA with new announcer Jerry Schimmel. The Detroit Pistons will be heard on 950 WWJ with George Blaha and Mark Champion. The Golden State Warriors will be heard in English and Spanish. In English on 680 KNBR with Greg Papa and 1010 KIQI with Amory P. Gonzalez. The Houston Rockets, the NBA champions, will be heard in English and Spanish also. English on 740 KTRH with Gene Peterson and Jim Foley, and in 1320 KXYZ, unknown announcers. The Indiana Pacers, that I can hear somewhat from here, are on 1260 WNDE with Mark Boyle. Out in Los Angeles, the Clippers, who are struggling now, can be heard on 710 KMPC with Ralph Lawler and Rich Moretta, and the Lakers cross town on 570 KLAC with Chick Hearn and Stu Lance. The Miami Heat can be heard in English and Spanish also on English 940 AM WINZ with Dave Halberstam, and in Spanish on 830 WRFM with Jose Pineda. The Milwaukee Bucks can be heard on 620 WTMJ with Howard David and John McLaughlin. Daytime only, very well. Nighttime they go directional and you can't hear them here from my location at all. The Minnesota Timberwolves will be heard on 1130 KFAN with Kevin Harlan, Tom Hanneman, and Chad Hartman, the only three-man crew there. The New Jersey Nets this year can be heard here and at my place on 1560 WQEW with new announcer Ian Eagle and Mike O'Corrin, and the New York Knickerbockers on 660 WFAN with Mike Breen and Walt Frazier. The Orlando Magic, one of the hottest teams this year, are heard on 580 WDBO with Chip Carey and Jack Givens. The Phoenix Suns can be heard for the first time in both English and Spanish. In English on 620 KTAR with Al McCoy and Cotton Fitzsimmons, and in Spanish 1480 KPHX with Carlos Burgos and Manuel Solis. The Portland Trail Blazers are on 1190 KEX with Bill Shonley and Mike Rice. The Philadelphia 76ers are on 610 WIP with John Gurevich. And Sacramento Kings are on 1140 KHTK with Tim Roy and Gary Gerold. The San Antonio Spurs, whom I can hear here, are on 1200 WOAI in English with Jay Howard, and in Spanish on 1350 KCOR. The Seattle Supersonics can be heard on 950 KJR with Kevin Calabro. The Utah Jazz can be heard on 570 KISN with Rod Hunley and Ron Boone. And finally, the Washington Bullets have moved from 1500 over to 570 WTEM, licensed to Bethesda, Maryland, and an FM station, 103.1 WXCL, but I couldn't find it licensed to anyone, announced by Charlie Slows. And that should be the whole lineup. I hope it's accurate enough from the NBA guide that I found. And I hope you enjoy the games, both on radio and television. I hope you all have the best of holidays. And I'll be talking to you sometime next year. The best to you and your families. Adios, my friends. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Ken, for that report on sports networks. I've always maintained that Sports Networks is a very interesting column, only from the point that if you're listening at night to a certain frequency and happen to hear a certain team playing, you can pretty well go to Ken's report and figure out what station it is, just because the odds of this, of a team being on the same frequency as another station, is very slim. So I like listening to the sports networks because if I don't hear the call sign, at least I might have an idea of what team it is. Well, that winds up tape number 7. It's time now to go over to tape number 8 of this After Dark number 5 and see what other kind of stuff we can get into. And, of course, it goes without saying, please let us know how you like this After Dark number 5 series. Drop us a card or a letter and send it to us and let us know.